Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Robert.
Hi, Robert. How are you today?
I am good. I have a question.
Sure.
So I got one of your pamphlets in my mail.
Okay.
And my question is of course, I'm with Spectrum, but I want to make sure that I can keep my phone number if I get the internet and phone through you.
Yes. So as long as it's a landline phone, yes, we can port that over.
It is a landline. Okay. I guess it's VoIP through them, through Spectrum.
Yes. Yes, we can definitely have the capability of porting over your number to us.
Okay. So my next question is, what does it cost with the internet and the phone?
Are we looking at the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
The 1 gig is the special that you're running?
So actually, we're running a special on both.
Okay.
So either way, it would be $10 off if you sign up for the auto pay with your checking account, so ACH, and
okay.
Paperless billing. Now, that being said, with the $10 discount, both the 1 gig internet and the phone would come out to $94.98.
Okay, because on your pamphlet here, it says $69.99.
Yes, but that's for the internet only.
Okay. Okay, so with the phone and the internet.
So the phone is $24.99, but it's also important to note that all the taxes and fees are included. So is the equipment. We don't charge a rental fee for it.
Okay. So for the 1 gig up, down, and the phone, is $99?
It'd be $94.98.
$94.98, and that's for 2 years?
That's for 2 years, yes.
Okay. And
there's also no contracts. So if you wanted to cancel, you can do so at any time. There's no cancellation fees either.
Okay. And when can you do the install?
So that depends on our schedule. Usually with the porting, if your address is serviceable, like today, for example, we would need about 10 days for scheduling.
Okay. So
10 business days, I apologize. 10 business days.
How do we check to see if I'm...
Well, that's where I come in. You can provide me with your address, and I can take a look.
8 Red mm-hmm. Maple Road.
Okay.
Saugerties, New York.
Perfect. 12477.
Right.
All right. Got it. And okay, so it's showing that your in-service date is serviceable as of right now. And we can go ahead and do sign up now if you'd like.
Okay. Now, how much difference is the 2 gig?
So the 2 gig is $20 more. So right now, the regular price is $99.99. But with the auto pay and paperless billing, it would bring it down to $89.99.
Plus the phone.
Plus the $24.99 with the phone, yes.
Okay, so I'll just leave it the way I was talking, the 1 gig with the phone.
Yeah, because otherwise that would run you to $114.98.
Right, on the other one.
Yeah, on the 2 gig with the phone.
Right, right. That would be how much, $114?
Yeah.
That's still not a bad price.
No, it really isn't. And again, it's only a $20 difference, and you're getting
right.
twice the speed.
And that's a 2-year guarantee.
Indeed.
Okay, so now would we have to do the checking account stuff now, or would we do that during setup?
So we would do that either. You could go one of two ways. You can either go through with it with me today over the phone, or you can sign into your Archtop Fiber Online account by using the email address that you will be providing to me today to go ahead and manage your auto pay settings.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's schedule a date.
All right. Now, here is one more thing. We do have a few questions for you, of course, just to get an idea of, you know, obviously what we're getting into with regards to whether you own or rent the property, how your utilities come in. So there will be a few questions for me to ask you. And then
okay.
There is one part where we do ask for a credit check. It doesn't let us see anything in the credit check, but I do know that a lot of people do forget that sometimes they have their credit frozen, which will prevent us from seeing whether or not a deposit is required.
Right.
So I just wanted to make you aware of that as well. So if I do ask you for your social, I do apologize. I just want to make you aware of it beforehand. Okay.
Because if I see anything missing, I'm coming after you.
Absolutely, and you would have every right to. But no, this is fully confidential. And when I do ask for it, I only ask for it once unless it cuts out. And then I immediately submit it. Nothing is saved. And we just get a report of, okay, no deposit required. And that's
okay.
it.
Okay.
It also allows us to confirm that you are who you say you are, too. So.
No problem.
All right. So we were talking about the 1 gig. So that's the one that we're selecting today.
Yep.
All right. And so your first ArchShop wireless router is included in your monthly package price, as I stated. So it's wireless. Okay. So we have the router. You will also have a modem. Both of those are included in your price. So there's no rental fees. And then there is also one additional extender that's included if you need it for those packages.
Okay.
So just so that you're aware, it is free for your first one. Any others after that would be $7.99 a month. So if you decide that, hey, I need an extra extender, you would expect to pay $8 a month per extender.
Right. If I need an extender in my house, there's something wrong.
Why? How large is your home, if you don't mind me asking?
It's only 1,600 square feet.
Well, I mean, I have an 1,100 square foot home, and the building materials, because the kitchen, the office, and the bathroom are all additions. So the since my house was built in the year 1900, like on that year, all the building materials actually make it harder for my Wi-Fi to reach my kitchen.
Right.
You should hear me with my gaming community. I also don't have a finished basement, and the basement does not extend beneath the kitchen, office, or bathroom, which is causing a major issue for me right now because I have to run a new ground line for half the kitchen. Yeah. So if they can't get it underneath the floor, they're going to have to tear up the floor to get the wire underneath.
Oh, God.
Which is not making me very happy right now.
I hear that.
So I've put that off for a while. I can live without a dishwasher for a bit.
There you go.
Because I really don't want my floor ripped up. But yeah, no. So of course, you know, depending on the building materials in your home, sometimes it can be necessary. But I mean, our routers are top notch as far as they go. And also the tech will walk you through with an app called the HomePass app, which allows you to create a separate guest key passcodes, so to speak, like guest passwords for your Wi-Fi, so that you don't have to hand out your Wi-Fi.
I will have access to make changes in the router or in the router if needed.
Yes, absolutely.
Because there's ports that I would have to be able to open for gaming.
Okay, no worries. You're a gamer too?
Oh, yeah.
What do you play?
COD.
Oh, okay. So COD. Are you excited about Black Ops 6 coming out?
Well, it's out, but I'm really not. I don't know if I'm going to get it yet because
I thought it wasn't coming out till the end of October.
No, they actually it's already out, but it was for beta.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I played all the betas, but right now we're not able to play right now.
Right, and I know that they had a lot of issues with it, so I'm waiting till all the bugs are out of it before I even think about it.
True. I mean, it's also included with my Game Pass, which means that I can also download it on my PC if I really want to.
Right.
Which is actually quite exciting because I've got the MSI laptop and I'm able to run Arc and Pal World, although they're going through that lawsuit right now.
Right.
But I am excited for COD. I just wish that my account hadn't been hacked because I lost 12 years worth of stats and purchases.
Well, that really sucks.
Yeah, so I was not too happy with Activision when I reached out 3 times and they said, oh, we don't see anything out of the ordinary on your account. What do you mean you don't see anything out of the ordinary? I just told you exactly what the email you sent me was.
Unreal.
And they don't even have a customer service number.
Of course not.
And you can't reply to their messages either.
That's because it's a one-way mailbox.
It is, and it's so frustrating. I'm like, dude, like, I could tell you what I had. I had libraries full of my gameplay. Like, it was so frustrating. But, I mean, it is what it is. I just have to start over from scratch, unfortunately. Although I am excited for Modern Warfare 3. They're bringing out Sam from Trick or Treat, so I'm excited about that. Okay. And so we are adding the phone line. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you do want to keep your current number. What is your current phone number, please?
845-247-3956.
Okay. Perfect. And would you like that as the number, as your secondary count phone number? Like if we ever need to reach you, then we would reach out to that as a secondary number. Yes. And would you need any telephone jacks installed at the location?
I would. It's going to be Wi-Fi, right?
Or it comes through the VoIP, basically. It comes through the router. And well, actually, it comes through the modem.
That's fine, because that's how my phones are now.
Okay. But just in case they had to, like, connect it into, like, a phone jack and then it connects to somewhere else in your home, you know?
I'm sure there's one or two somewhere in the house.
Yeah, no worries.
Just don't use them.
No worries. I don't either. Actually, I did away with my my home phones. My my son almost called 911, and I stopped him just before he hit the green button, so. But yeah, no, so we're good on that. And then do you rent or own your current property, please?
My girlfriend owns it.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Is it such as like... Okay, perfect. That's exactly what I was asking. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No, all the same.
Perfect. All right. And I know you stated Robert was your first name.
Yeah.
What is your last name, please?
Zerby, Z-E-R-B-Y.
Perfect. And the best email address for you, please.
bzerby1@gmail.com.
Perfect. And at least it's shorter than mine.
That'll be the number one after the bzerby.
Yeah, I figured that. I've got numbers in mine. If I were to spell out a number, I would tell them, you know, it's the number one, but spelt out.
Right.
Okay. And so we have the 247-3956 as the secondary number. What did you want your primary phone number to be, please?
Primary is 772-216-6059.
Perfect. I'm used to the 774 for Massachusetts.
Yeah, mine's from Florida.
Oh, fun. I think I had a 516 from Florida or something like that. It was like a 5. I don't remember what it was. But I used to have a Florida number so long ago. All right. And how may we contact you with regards to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Can you do two? Can you do text and email?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, text on the primary number and email.
That's why I asked for the primary to, you know. I figured that the secondary phone number would be the landline.
Right.
And then, of course, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify you via text messaging with important information, such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive your text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That's fine.
And then for email, I mean, do you agree to receive some marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of the emails.
That's fine.
You can also access the website for that too.
Right.
There is a section in your profile where you will be able to click on edit and uncheck that box for the marketing.
Okay.
Yeah, someone had difficulty with that before because they didn't click the edit. And then, of course, as part of our order process, this is where we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. Again, this does not affect your score. We don't see anything. The only thing that we get to see is whether or not that deposit is required. And it validates that you are who you say you are. And if you want to bypass the credit check, you can, but doing so would automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Just so you're aware, if you are required to pay the deposit, your deposit and any interest earned will be held on your account for 12 months and then returned to you as a bill credit or a one-time payment.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't foresee needing to do the deposit, but...
No worries. I just figure I double check and make you aware. Again, transparency is something that we definitely promote.
Right.
And just bear with me as I get into it. It may just take a couple of moments. I do apologize.
That's fine. Now, do they run the fiber to the house, or?
We do, yes. So we run the fiber all the way from that junction box to your home on the outside. Now, what will happen is at the time of your initial connection, the technician may run the drop cable, as what it's called, from the connection at our our network connection at the street to the outside of your home. During the installation process, when the tech actually physically comes into your home, that's the part that actually has, you know, where we actually schedule. The part for the drop cable, as it's called, you don't need to be home for that, and they will determine the best way to get you connected. Now, of course, with you being having a lot of things underground or any kind of connections underground, we do want to follow that. If we had to go aerial, then we would go aerial, but seeing as everything does seem to be buried as of right now, that's probably the route that they will go.
Okay.
If necessary, what they may do is they may lay a temporary drop cable on the ground, and what will happen is that we will organize to have that buried within 10 business days.
Okay.
And then for the installation, of course, the tech will come in and they will go ahead and run the fiber through the house. And we do recommend that you don't cancel service with Spectrum until after our services are fully installed, as we want you to stay connected during our installation process.
Right.
Now it does.
When they come out to actually run the cable or the fiber from the street to the house, it would probably be wise for me to be here so that I could show them where stuff is in the ground.
If you want, but we can also call the 811 number because they'll send us everything as to where everything is, and they'll come out and mark it as well.
All right, because the only reason why I'm saying is I know Spectrum had ran a new line from there to my house.
Okay.
So they laid it on top of the ground first, then they dug it and put it in. But it runs under my fence through my backyard.
Gotcha. Okay. No worries. And I can always put that note in as well.
Yeah, I just don't want them to cut it while they're digging.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. And I'll make sure to put a note of that just so that they are aware. Well, I am completely ready for your social whenever you are ready.
All right. 092-6299-47.
Okay, perfect. And submitting that now. It did cut out for a quick second, but it didn't miss any numbers, thankfully. All right, you are all set. No deposit required.
Right.
Perfect. And you did want to enroll in the paperless billing and auto pay, is that correct?
Right, and I'll set that up after the install.
Okay. So I'll select you for paperless for now. And then go ahead and do that on the Archtop Fiber portal whenever you're able to.
Right. Now, they'll give me a username and password when they put it in, or?
Nope. So you're going to have access to it before.
Really?
So what happens is your username is going to be your email address. You will receive two emails. One will be your confirmation of the order.
Okay.
The other will be essentially the invitation to log into the online portal.
Okay.
So what will happen is usually there's a temporary password in that email.
Uh-huh.
If there isn't and it's giving you trouble with logging in for the first time, what will happen is you can go ahead and click on forgot password.
Right.
But I would advise definitely logging in as soon as you receive that email because that way it prevents any issues there I know somebody had called in a couple days ago and the link had been expired. So definitely.
Out, right?
Yeah. So I had to set a temporary password for them, but, okay. That's just the best and easiest, you know, headache free way is to just go ahead and get it done with.
Right.
That way you don't have any issues in the future.
Okay.
All right. So I know that you stated spectrums are buried as well.
Yes.
And you said that they run under the fence?
Yes.
Do you know if there's a conduit?
Negative. It's just cable.
It's okay.
It's just the underground cable they relayed.
Gotcha. Under the fence on the property. No conduit. All right. Is there anything else that we should be aware of on your property?
I have a sprinkler system in the front yard.
Okay. And that's also running underground?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want me to have them contact you before coming to do the drop?
Yes. Just in case they have any questions.
Absolutely. All right, perfect.
Now, do you only do installs during the week or...
So we also do weekends, but we don't do Sundays. We only do Saturdays.
Okay. So it'd probably be best to do on a Saturday so that I'm here.
Okay. Are we talking about the drop cable or are we talking about the installation?
Both.
Both. Okay.
If that's possible.
Yeah, that might be.
It sounds like your drops are only during the week.
So, no, I mean, we do some drops. I think usually it's during the week. But
right.
I think there are some occasions where they will do it on a Saturday, which is why I'm putting in a note to contact you and stating that you want both drop and install done on a Saturday.
If possible.
The other problem with that is our porting system does not run on Saturdays.
Okay. Is that for setup or is that for the drop side or is that for the install side?
No, that's for the install side.
Okay. Yeah, that would definitely have to be on a Saturday. If need be, if it's 10 days, hang on a second. I will be off from the 14th to the 18th.
Okay, 14th to the 18th?
Yep. So any day of those, I'll be at home.
Yeah, I mean, which day works best for you?
How about the 15th?
15th?
Yeah, that'll
works
be for the
today.
Drop, right?
No, so this is for your actual install appointment.
Okay, so the 15th will be good
okay.
for the install.
Yeah, because one... The 15th shows is 8 days. How's the 17th for you?
That's fine. Eight days. You got one. Oh, business days.
Mm-hmm. Because, again, the porting doesn't take place over the weekends.
Right.
17th
is fine.
17th works? Okay, we have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. available.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.? Perfect.
Yep.
All right.
And the drop, they'll do before that, right?
Yes, they will.
Okay, so that would probably be on the 12th?
They could do anywhere between the 12th to the 15th, and sometimes even day of.
Okay, so do the 15th for the drop.
Okay, I will definitely put it in to that you request the 15th for the drop.
Okay. That way I know I'm here.
Yes. Sorry, I'm putting that in the note too. Please do
That's
drop
fine.
on 10:15.
And is there a time for that, or is it just any time during the day?
No, it's anytime during the day. There's no set schedule as far as that
Okay.
I'm able to see, because it is a different department and they handle that on the back end.
Okay.
But your installation has been successfully scheduled, so we do thank you for that. And then, of course, just so that you're aware, at the time of the initial connection, I'm pretty sure I went over this. They will install that. You don't have to be home for it, but of course you want to be home for it, which is why I put in the notes.
Okay.
If required, that temporary drop may be laid on the ground. If there is a temporary drop that is laid on the ground, we will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within
All right.
10 days of placement. So
Okay.
if they can't bury it that day that they're coming out to do the survey and everything, then we will definitely coordinate to have that done.
Okay.
If you have a current provider, I know I went over this part. We do
Don't
recommend that
see
you
him.
wait until fiber services are installed
Yes.
before canceling with Spectrum. I know, even though I know how you feel about them. And then the modem and router and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop, and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At
Okay.
that time, you will receive a return kit to return all the associated equipment to us. So it'll be a pre-labeled mailing box. Like, yeah,
Okay.
okay. I can't speak today, don't mind me.
That's fine.
We do reserve the right to charge for the unreturned equipment. So if you don't return it, it can result in up to $135 per unit charged
Okay.
for not
All
returning it
right.
in the required time frame. For
No
any
problem.
questions that you might have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can always visit our website or you can access your billing statements that way as well and pay your bill online. You can also give us a call if you have any questions. Don't
Okay.
be afraid to, because we're
All
more than
right.
happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay.
Again, you're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided to me today.
All righty.
So I know I definitely went over the two emails that you'll be receiving, and then I just need your agreeance in agreeing to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Okay.
All right, perfect. You are all set. So you're set for the 17th. I did put a note in to have the drop done on the 15th if possible. So you are all set.
Okay, and when would I get those emails?
Pretty instantaneously, actually. Now that your appointment is confirmed, you should have those in your inbox. Definitely check the spam or junk. I know Google likes to send a lot of things to the junk that are not junk, as I have experience with that.
Now it'll say arch top, right?
Yes, it will say Archtop. Absolutely. And you'll recognize our logo as the orange AF inside of a slate gray. It's like a slate blue gray circle.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I haven't gotten it yet, so
Yeah, you
but
should see it within the next few minutes.
okay.
And just to be sure that I have that correct, you said it was B, the letter B. ZERBY
Yes.
number 1 at Gmail. Yeah, so that's correct. That's there.
Okay. Well, I will wait to get it.
All right, perfect. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. Did you have any other questions for me that I might be able to answer for you?
Nope, that'll be all.
All right. Well, in that case, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to maybe seeing you in a lobby.
All righty.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.